From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Hey, Yael, do you want a beer?
Don, be careful. The foam's going to overflow the mug.
I don't think so. I put my finger inside the glass.
How will that help?
Well, when you open a can of beer and pour it into a glass, this causes dissolved carbon dioxide or nitrogen to escape from the beer as tiny bubbles of gas. The gas bubbles rise to the surface and create the foam we call a head. Beer is made from fermented grain, and proteins from these grains contribute to how vigorous the foam head will be. Each molecule of grain protein has two ends with different chemical properties. One end is attracted to water, and the other is repelled by water. As gas bubbles emerge from the beer, nearby protein molecules will rearrange themselves with their water-avoiding ends sticking into the gas bubble away from the liquid, and the water-loving ends sticking out into the beer. So each bubble of gas is surrounded by a layer of protein molecules all lined up in the same direction. The layer of protein strengthens the surface of the bubble.
But Don, I still don't see how your finger in the glass keeps the foam from overflowing.
You probably know that oil and water don't mix. Oils from your skin stop the foam from overflowing by breaking up the protein layer surrounding each gas bubble. The water-avoiding ends of the grain proteins are more strongly attracted to the oil than to the gas, and so pull out of the bubble, weakening its surface and causing it to pop.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Mimi Zolan in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.